Good afternoon. At 12 noon, our temperature, Rusty, at 77 degrees now.
Mostly cloudy through your afternoon. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible as well.
Wisconsin communities that don't want roundabouts would have the right to veto them under a new bill in the state legislature. Freshman Assemblyman Republican David Craig of West Bend introduced that measure today. It would require local government approval before the state DOT can install that circular intersection. DOT's installed numerous roundabouts in recent years, several in the Sheboygan area, as an alternative to traffic lights at intersections. Engineers say the roundabouts reduce traffic deaths. Critics say they create confusion for many motorists. Craig says both parties support his measure.
We've been hearing a lot about the slowly rising water levels in the Great Lakes due to this year's heavy rains, but shippers continue to have problems. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says the navigable parts of the Great Lakes remains much lower than normal, and shippers still have to carry lighter cargo loads to avoid running aground. Jim Weekley, who heads the Lake Carriers Association, says the problem is caused more by politics than Mother Nature. He says the federal government has the money to do dredging work so ships can carry full loads, but Congress hesitates to spend it.
A former Sheboygan man now living in Woodland, Wisconsin, has been charged in Sheboygan County Court with sexually assaulting two children about 7 years ago in the daycare center that his mother operated in the city of Sheboygan. 23-year-old Zachary Cott has been charged with two counts of repeated sexual assault of a child. According to the criminal complaint, the victims were a 6-year-old boy and 7-year-old girl at the time, who recently came forward and revealed the sexual contact. Cott was 16 at the time, and the matter was never reported after the victim's mother confronted Cott and his mother about it. When Cott was arrested by police last Friday at his home in Woodland, he broke down crying and confessed, saying he's a monster for what he did. Cott facing up to 60 years in prison on each count.
A manager of a charter school in Milwaukee is charged with 14 counts related to improper sexual contact with children. More from Eric Grillert.
Ronnie Johnson is charged with 4 counts of sexual assault of a child under the age of 13, as well as 4 counts of exposing his genitals and 2 counts of second-degree sexual assault. Johnson has been fired from his job. He was the Midwest vice president for a charter school company expanding into Milwaukee next month. He was also previously the principal of Milwaukee's Young Leaders Academy, a charter school operated out of the North Avenue YMCA.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Eau Claire had the nation's second largest increase in construction jobs during the year ending in June. That according to the Associated General Contractors, which said total employment in the building trades rose in 191 of 339 U.S. metro areas this past year. And the group said the Eau Claire Metro had 4,200 construction jobs as of June 30th, a 31% increase from the year before. Officials said Eau Claire has had a lot of major building projects in the last year, including a new jail, more construction at UW-Eau Claire, some factory expansions, as well as highway improvements.
Doctors say new cases are dwindling, but what's the cause of the stomach bug that made people sick in 15 states? Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso reports.
Almost 400 people have been sickened, and an unnamed bagged salad mix is being eyed by the CDC as one of the sources linked to part of the outbreak of cyclospora, a stomach-sickening parasite contracted through tainted food.
The vast majority of our cases have had onset in the last 2 weeks of June. Since then, during July, we've had very few cases.
Dr. Tom Safranek, admitting the product is no longer on store shelves, doctors say symptoms of cyclospora include diarrhea, fatigue, weight loss, and vomiting, and they can linger for months without treatment. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Sheboygan landlord-tenant dispute, which had gone to the state appeals court, has ended, with neither party getting anything. Case involved Michael and Susan Markworth, who claimed that Catherine McMasters owed them $10,000 for past due rent and damages to property on Oakland Avenue. McMasters claimed they owed her $35,000 for her property that they either threw out or withheld. Judge James Bolgert heard that case in Sheboygan County Court last year and determined that the Markworth damages only amounted to $2,700, but that was offset by the property that they had sold, so no one was entitled to anything. Well, McMasters appealed the decision seeking the $35,000. The appeals court today upheld Judge Bolgert's decision.
State Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend wants some changes to absentee balloting in nursing homes.
We have had reports, and of course you always have to wonder about residential facilities as to whether people are voting the way they should vote, given that some people in those facilities may not be that on the ball or may be somewhat suggestible.
Current law requires election clerks provide just 24 hours notice of such absentee balloting. Grothman wants to increase that to 72 hours and wants to allow observers from both political parties to watch the process.
Well, Packer general manager Ted Thompson making comments about a former quarterback, Brett Favre, of course. He confirms the Packers do have plans to reunite Brett Favre with Lambeau Field and Packer fans.
This is going to happen, you know, and there will be a Brett coming back kind of thing and get his due honors as he should.
Thompson says he thinks it means a lot to the Packers for Favre to be remembered in a good light. How about that forecast, Rusty? What are we looking at?
Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms through your afternoon, a high near 76.
Nothing yet on the radar, but they're in the forecast, so be on the watch. Currently, it's 76 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.